Next application is case number 11-451, the application of J. David Amos. The site is located northeast of Oak Orchard Road, Road 297, being southeast of Cannon Road, 450 feet northeast of Fagan Street, also known as Forest Drive, and being lots 39 and 41 of the addition to Carl C. Fagan and Delaware Oyster Farms lots. The 911 address is 28251 Cannon Street, Millsboro, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 234, map 35.05, parcel number 18, requesting a special use exception for a garage studio apartment. We received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mayor returns on this application.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you, Mr. Burr.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
3862 Salem Church Road, Jarrettsville, Maryland.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you. Just have a seat there.
There you go. Good evening, sir.
Evening, Mr. Calloway, members of the board. Richard Burrell for David Amos this evening. The property, as Mr. Lang mentioned, is near the Oak Orchard area with a Cannon Street address. Mr. Amos purchased this property in November of 2012 at an auction with the intention of using it as a rental property. It includes a one main dwelling and a garage. And the top picture on the first page of what you have represents that street view of the property. The previous owners had actually begun the conversion of this garage to an apartment without all the necessary permits. There were actually appliances in there, and it was done in rather haphazard fashion, and the power was being run from the main dwelling, which probably created all kinds of fire hazards, but that was the way he bought the property. And in fairness to the people that owned it before him, they had inherited the property. So I have a feeling these quote-unquote improvements actually took place some years ago. But upon ownership, Amos advertised for tenants, and he actually secured what has proven to be a very good tenant for the main dwelling. He also had an inquiry from a woman who explained to him that she was homeless, had no income, and asked to use the garage since it had already been started for conversion purposes. And perhaps with too soft a spot in his heart, he said okay. Subsequently learned that things were not as had been represented, and she actually came with quite a bit of baggage and was in trouble with the law. So he had actually started proceedings and to get rid of her. Unfortunately, he couldn't just ask her to leave because at that point she qualified as a tenant, and he assumed that she had the right to stay in the garage since it had already started to be converted. But he started the proceedings to actually evict her. That was about the same time the county apparently learned that this was being used as a garage, as a residence without the proper permits. I don't know what's in the file that you have in front of you, but you may have some correspondence between me and the county explaining that at the time of the violation, the process was always already underway to get rid of the tenant, and that took place either shortly at the end of the year or shortly into the new year. But at this point, Mr. Amos is in a position to go through this the appropriate way and develop this property in not only a way that meets the code, but that will qualify under the county ordinance. And again, the pictures that you have in front of you, you can see the front view, the garage itself. The bottom picture on that first page is actually the back side of the garage, and that's an entrance to the upper floor of the garage. The main entrance to the bottom of the garage is actually across from the house, and you can't see it in any of the pictures that you have. But there are two entrances to the building. The apartment to be utilized by Mr. Amos will include the top part of the garage, the second floor, and also the half of the garage with the window in front of it. There is actually a partition down the middle of the garage, and the side, as you're looking at it to the left where the garage door is, will remain open but not dedicated to the apartment. So there's not a lot of square footage up top because of the way the roof angles work and the knee walls. But between the upper floor and the bottom floor on one half, he stays within the 800 square feet that the ordinance has as an upper limit. The next two pages show some other properties looking down either way on that same street, on Cannon Street, from the subject premises. And you can see there's kind of a mixed bag of housing. There's some double wide, some stick builds. I think there's even a single wide somewhere on the road. And the very last page is actually the property across the street. So Mr. Amos believes there's other rental properties on that street and certainly in that area, which is not surprising for the Oak Orchard area. So the apartment living space will stay below 800 feet, which is what the county intended with its ordinance. There are at least three parking spaces available, and we're just on the paved portion, the apron there in front of the garage. At least one of those will be dedicated for the use of the tenant, again required by the ordinance. And from the neighborhood and the photos and everything that we know about the neighborhood, this is an application or a use that's not going to adversely or substantially affect adversely any neighboring or surrounding properties and will fit in and has for apparently many years. Most of the dwellings look to be of 70s era, and they've all been around for quite some time. So, Mr. Amos, you've heard what I've explained to the board. Is that all correct as far as you know?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And that's all I had, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Thank you, sir. Okay, well, see if there's any questions from members of the board. We'll start down with you, Mr. Workman.
You said the steps on the outside goes up. Is that, and you have steps on the inside too?
No, if you are facing the building from the dwelling on the right, there's an entrance there. You just can't see it from here. And that goes to the bottom.
Okay.
This is the bottom picture is the back of the garage, the reverse side of what you're looking at, and that's the second floor entrance, and I guess required by fire codes to have a second entrance.
That's just an exit really for MR.
Right.
Okay. No other questions?
Okay. Mr. Baker?
Cooking facilities, you have them in there?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Cooking facilities?
There were, yeah, originally. I still
see it here.
That's the way he bought it, and that's the way it existed at the end of the year. When the violation notices were issued. Now, the plan, of course, is to renovate this place and
take everything into make it in compliance.
And yeah, well, I mean, the only thing that's missing is this permit, basically. I mean, all that stuff will. I don't know how useful it is. I think it's pretty old and probably have to be replaced. But yeah, that's the way it was existing in 2012.
No other questions,
okay. Mr. Hudson.
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Hey, is there a restroom at all in this?
Sure.
Is there a bathroom? There's two.
It's two bathrooms, so.
There's one downstairs, a shower, and a toilet, and a small wash basin, and then a full bathroom upstairs.
Okay. Thank you.
Ready? Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has suggested that the request would not substantially affect the uses of adjacent neighboring properties, and we haven't heard testimony to the contrary, and make a motion that we approve case number 11,451.
Okay, and I have a second to that motion.
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,451. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Ricker?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,451 is approved.
Mr. Burrell, before you leave, I noticed that you don't use glasses anymore and you've lost some weight. What's next, a new sports car or something?
I bought a new car, too, sorry.
Probably a grand old.
Wow.